The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now you're thinking.
You're thinking like Abe Lincoln.
Now you're thinking like
That's right.
Now you're thinking like Abe Lincoln.
Hey,
how,
a new one.
How come you turn into a black woman sometimes when you talk?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Tell these fools what they need to know today, Sal. tell these fools what they need to know today.
Go to mindpumpradio.com. Click on the green button. We got something for free for you there.
Oh.
Some cool information.
Check this out.
We'll blow your mind. Mindpumpradio.com. All you got to do, click on the green button. Ding. You'll see some cool shit.
That's right.
What's up, Doug?
Hey.
What up, Doug?
Well, we've got some winners.
Oh, we're doing the review contest. You know,
let's get these winners on the board.
I was reading these reviews myself, and I just want to point out there were some winners, and then there were some wieners.
Winners and wieners.
Yeah, let's talk about that dickhead that left us a 4-star review. You.
Hey, he's a fan.
Head. He left us a 4-star review.
You know why he did that? Because you know why? Because Doug gave somebody who was a 4-star that went to a 5-star.
So he's trying to come back.
He's trying to crack the code.
Yeah.
So let's make a new rule here. Yeah. New rule.
No shirts for 4-stars.
You leave anything
ever.
Other than a 5 in your life, you disqualify from any freaking prizes that we ever give away.
Yeah, just so you know, we're giving out shirts right now. It gets better. By 2019, it could be a fucking car.
And you just disqualified yourself forever
from getting a
from
free
winning
car.
Shit. Thanks for the 4-star review, dick.
Yeah, you're like that teacher that gave me a B. I'm an A+ student.
All right. Now let's talk about the cool people.
Yeah, the cool people.
Moving on.
You know, it's funny. Every week, you know, we call for a certain number of reviews and we get them. Exactly. This week we got 12. Last week
I think we should call for 1,000.
Yeah. No, I can only send out so many shirts. All right.
That would be
but
awesome.
We're gonna. I promise 4 shirts if we got 12 reviews, and we got 12 reviews. So I'm gonna read the winners.
Okay.
We read got the Kev winner. Reynolds 26.
Oh, I recognize that.
Yeah, no. Somehow.
I think he's a forum member.
He must be. Yeah.
Nasty Nate 88.
Ooh.
Nasty Nate.
If you're gonna be if you're gonna be Nate, you might as well be Nasty Nate.
Nasty
might
Nate.
As well.
Don't you hate. Nasty Nate. Let's date.
Two in the pink, one in the...
Or Master Nate.
What?
I can't even talk.
Rhyme. I don't know.
I can't even.
That was wrong. Yeah, that wasn't a good time for the shocker?
Let Doug do his job.
Okay.
Yeah, I got serious work here, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome James, 997. And Katie Johnson, 21.
Mm.
All winners.
Good job, guys. We appreciate the reviews.
Want to thank all the winners and the wiener.
Yeah.
And the wiener.
And send over your iTunes name. Your size, your shipping address to mindpumpradio@gmail.com.
Nude pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So how do you guys...
it's normally food.
Serious question. Okay. Are we recording, Doug? Because I have a serious question for everybody in
okay.
here.
Serious fitness question?
Do you guys... it's kind of fitness related. Do you guys get...
which means it's not.
Do you guys ever suffer from DSB?
DSB.
DSB.
What is that?
Deadly sperm buildup. You know what I mean? When you don't for a little while, do you get angry?
Is that your own acronym?
CrossFit
acronym?
I just made that up.
Yeah, was that on the CrossFit IQ?
Acronym.
Is that on the CrossFit IQ test?
Did you see that?
Was that really a test? Was that really...
It was like Health IQ, which was like an app. And then that was their marketing thing.
Did you really take it? Or did you?
No, I didn't. I honestly wanted to. I just made that up. But I thought that was like the stupidest, funniest thing I've ever seen.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So who's my CrossFit IQ?
So you guys don't get like angrier and shit? That doesn't happen to you?
No, you're the only one that has these weird sexual tendencies.
You don't get angry?
Well, I do get angry, but not because of sperm backup.
Well, I'm just gave it a name.
I know. I like the name.
Yeah.
It's probably I'm sure it's real.
There's a theory that if you don't for a little while, actually it's not a theory. There's some science supporting it. Your testosterone levels go up.
Oh no, I know guys that used to like football players and stuff that, you know, week leading up
you
to a game.
Hold out.
They would hold out.
Yeah. And then I just get angry.
And then
it did help.
You just fuck the other guy on the field.
Yes.
You just tackle him and just
piercing through your jeans.
What? Coach, they beat us because they kept trying to fuck us.
This guy's eyes. That's all I remember.
That's all. What was that? All right, let's change subjects now that we informed everybody on.
Yeah,
the DSB that I'm stuff made up with. What's the what's that picture you were showing me on Instagram?
Oh, you know what? This is driving me nuts right here, dude.
That's what a pirate says if he has a steering wheel on his pants.
That was the joke I was looking for a while.
It's driving me nuts.
Yar, be driving me nuts. Yeah. Boom. I just want to punch you guys in the cock right now. I really do.
No, keep looking for it, and then we'll keep.
So the new thing is, and I actually saw Joe posted for the male version. I'm looking at a female version right now. Is all these types of clothes, which I guess it makes sense. That this is the evolution to, you know, because we already have great pants like Lulu and Freddy pants that make almost any woman's ass and legs look amazing in. And now they've taken it to the next level where that you wear these like bottom, this underwear, or I don't even know if you want to classify as underwear, it's like stuff that looks like it goes over your underwear, but it has circular cutouts.
It's like assless spandex.
It's like assless chaps.
Exactly. Yeah, it looks like assless spandex. That's what it looks like.
You're ready for the blue oyster.
And what it does is it makes girls' butts, it basically squishes the fat through these holes, so it makes them like they have these nice, big, round, plump butts, but all it's really doing is pushing the fat through the holes. It makes it look round.
Here's the deal, ladies. I need to talk to you guys real quick. Let's say you go out with
too, because I was going to order a pair of these.
Yeah, let's say you go out with a guy and he stuffed a roll of socks down his pants in the front, and the whole night you guys are dancing, quarters. And you're just like, wow, he's got a big dick. Yeah. And then you get home and he pulls out a fucking tiny ass. How irritated would you be? Well, that's what happens with this shit. Don't fake the butt lift, man.
It's because false advertising.
Stuff comes off and you're like, whoa, I want a refund.
I want my money back.
Where's the number? No one
I
under
all those drinks I invested number. In you.
I haven't met anybody yet. there's definitely a lot of these websites I see popping up, but I don't know anybody that does it. But I guess this is one of those things like
would you though?
Yeah, I know, right?
Ain't nobody gonna tell you.
I know, that's right.
You know what?
Yeah. But now I feel like I'm staring at everybody trying to figure out if they have that on.
Well, if you look at me, it looks like I do, but that's natural. It's totally natural.
It's lifted. Constantly lifted.
It's because I squeeze my glutes a lot.
You know what?
That's a tension thing. Mm-hmm. You're stressing out.
Constant glute tension.
Hey, you know guys remember that song by Led Zeppelin where, you know, after it's like, din, 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 and then it gets like into a really weird place and he's like, I was listening to that the other day and I felt like I got molested.
Did you really?
I was like, why did they used to do that back in the day?
Because
they would like have these jams and then be like, and it was like, dude.
That was totally the 80s.
Dude, you know what it reminds me of?
Like 80, that's horrible. It was late 70s.
And long permed hair. You know what I'm saying? You know, dudes used to perm their hair.
I hate that.
It'll come back.
Well, it's because you're...
yeah, it probably will.
Matter of fact, that might bring it back.
It's not the hair. It's because you're rocking out to a song, and then it sounds like he's busting a nut, and you're like, fuck, I can't rock out to this anymore. It's like when you watch porn, and it's the camera's focused on the girl, and then it goes up to the guy's face.
And it's the guy like, just why? Jerking it. Yeah, just jerking it. Like, no, put it back. No, it's the guy.
God forbid the timing's off, too. Look what I just finished to.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
You got me again.
So I got to read this. I got to read Justin's reply to my question to you guys today. It was the most pussy way to say no I've ever heard in my life.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even catch it. Let me see.
Well, so I want to give a shout out to...
I was being real.
Yeah, you did. You were real. Yeah. Kind of. I want to give a shout out, first of all, to a couple of my friends. I was inviting you guys to this birthday party that... my friend Sarah Visconti and Angela Longyear, love you guys, that were going to throw me. They know I've been a little crapped out lately, so they want to throw a party, so they invited everybody to come. And so I got to look for what your comment was. But basically, I'm like, hey, guys, you guys can all meet us up for drinks. It'll be awesome or whatever. And Justin's like, oh, man, I'd love to go, but I probably won't be able to, or something like that. It's like, just say no.
I just said in reality, no.
He says, I want to go to the party, but realistically, I doubt I'll be able to go.
Yeah, just say no. Just say no.
No. Yeah. I feel like I want to soften it, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I think Justin, you did the right thing. Don't let him tell you otherwise. I think that was... I would soften the blow. It's someone's birthday. It's your boy's birthday.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to know that I want to be there.
I don't know. Well, exactly. I don't want him to be like,
I also want you to know, hey, Adam, you want to go to my birthday? I'm not going to come.
No, not really.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, not really.
I like you a lot, but I'm not going to be there. Yeah. You know what I mean? How do you say that otherwise?
Yeah.
I think you did a good job.
You didn't come to my last birthday either.
You know what I did, right?
You didn't come to any of mine.
What?
Are we going to go down that road?
fuck.
Yeah. It's his birthday too. It's Justin's birthday coming up.
You weren't
too.
Even gonna mention it.
Yeah.
So it's so, it's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
36, huh?
It's tomorrow. Yeah.
36
for if you're listening. Yeah.
36 for Justin.
Yeah.
Is it okay? You know what?
26 for Sal.
Is it okay to say? 26. Is it okay to say we're older now? Like, cause you're now you're. I feel like all the way up till obviously everything below 30, you're considered young, very young still. And then even somebody would argue like, when you're in your early 30s, you're still young. But let's be honest, 40 is over the hill. So once you hit 40, I don't give a fuck who you are, how old you are. That's getting older. You're really? Over the hill. Yeah,
you think so?
That's like really close now. So exactly. That's like, what?
So I feel like you're.
That's not over the hill, dude.
Yeah.
40?
Let's ask Doug.
What are you talking about? 40's not over the hill.
Bro,
let's get
that
Doug.
Is, that is called
Doug's
over the hill, 40.
40? Oh, the,
hey,
oh
hey,
yeah,
Doug,
is,
when did you feel old? When did that, like,
oh, yeah.
When did I feel old?
Like, he's like this, hey, I'm an old guy.
He's never felt old. You
know this past week I have.
He's like,
as a general rule, I've never felt old.
He's like, fuck you, I still don't feel old.
I wouldn't think so.
He's still, I'm spry.
He's, yeah,
oh, for sure.
He still colors and shit.
I feel like
shit.
I'd be like, just like Doug.
He still plays with Legos. He feels young.
I do.
Yeah, no, I don't feel old. Actually, look, for a man, your 30s and 40s is your prime, dude.
Oh, I believe that.
It's your prime. Like, you're pretty
most comfortable in your skin. We're fully developed. We're a lot smarter. We're way more established.
Here's the real science. A guy is an idiot till he's 30. It's true. You're pretty much bro.
Raging hormones
you
and testosterone.
Are, dude. Look, Adam, if I took you at 25 and had you walk into a bar with you now, you'd run circles around yourself. Your young self.
I would have fought myself.
You would just beat your
I'd just be like, I don't know why. That's
why
I was.
But then you'd beat yourself up.
Exactly.
I
would have deserved it.
It's qua. It's qua time.
What?
Adam's got it. Adam, it's a motherfucking qua.
Motherfucking qua. You know what we decided?
What did we decide? What?
Because
what did you decide? Because I didn't decide anything.
I'm deciding this right now. All right. I'm making an executive decision right now. What? Because we love our Mind Pump listeners so much, we're going to have to do two quas a week, I think.
You think so? Why would you set it up
dude,
like that now?
What did you
just do? You can't promise something like that.
Sometimes we'll go off the rails.
Yeah.
Well, then we can
we're
say
allowed
that.
To do
why
that.
Can't we say that? What was it? Most of the time,
I don't know.
We're going to do two quas. So,
you promise things. I don't like promising things.
Adam, you can't promise that shit.
I feel like when I look at all of our questions now, there's so many good ones.
There are. There's a lot of good
they're
ones.
They're raising their game. We need to raise ours. Let's just say that.
I would like to do more than one Q&A a week.
That's how I feel. I feel like that we should. I think we should do that because
depending on how many we get, let's put it out.
Well,
like that.
It's not going backwards. We're only getting more. You know what I'm saying? So, and they're getting better and better. I think, and I've also noticed a lot of newer people starting to come in there and ask some questions of maybe episodes we covered that way back when. And so I feel like there's going to be a need to start covering. Otherwise, you're going to have these people who just join and they're listening. They're asking like a really basic, good question. But because we feel like we've covered it once or twice before, we just ignore it. And I don't want to do that. I want to make sure we address and help as many people as possible.
Yeah, I want to address too.
Yeah.
What's the first?
The first qua? Sean Paul 21 asking about tips for hard gainers.
Oh, that's a perfect question for Sal. He has a hard time.
That's fuck. You were faster than me, bro. I was going to throw that shit at you too.
It's a perfect question
These
for
are
Sal.
So obvious.
Well, we got to define what a hard gainer is first. The hard gainer is a term used for somebody who has a really really tough time gaining muscle. Now, I have a hunch that most people who think they're hard gainers really aren't hard gainers.
Yes, I agree.
A real hard gainer is actually not super common. And I've had a couple of them as clients. And these are people that are just
non-responsive,
like super skinny all the time. You know, they've got lower energy and you know, short muscle bellies and just kind of things working against them. That's a true hard gainer. But I think a lot of you who think you're hard gainers, you're just taking the wrong approach. I think a lot of you are approaching your workouts and following the workout plans of bodybuilders and genetic, you know, anomalies, people who respond really well to exercise and people a lot of times who are on anabolic steroids. And so you follow their advice and then your body doesn't respond. It doesn't translate. So here's an example. Most people, the vast majority, I would venture to say 80% or more, will build more muscle on a routine that focuses on the big gross motor movements and works the whole body 3 days a week versus the splits, you know, where one day you do chest, one day you do back, one day you do biceps. Most people will build more muscle with the full body 3 day a week routine. And I'll put my money on that all day long. And I've met a lot of people who thought they were hard gainers, just switch from, you know, a split to full body, and then boom, lo and behold, they're putting muscle on. So that would be the first tip that I would give. Adam, do you have any nutrition ones?
Yeah.
Because at one point you were...
Yeah, no, this was... I was teasing Sal, but you know, I would have classified myself as a hard gainer also. And like what Sal was just saying, I probably really wasn't a hard gainer. I was just, you know, following a lot of the wrong things. You know, I was training in the gym 6-7 times a week at least, sometimes more. Sometimes I'd be hitting double days, you know, trying to build. I was trying to build. I was trying to lift. The more I lifted, I figured the more I would build. And one of my biggest problems is I've got a roaring fast metabolism as it is. I'm a tall, lanky guy. So there's a lot of me that's got a lot of calories got to be burned when I move. And, I don't have this huge appetite. So, even though I felt like I was stuffing myself and I couldn't eat possibly anymore, and I was pounding all these weight gainer shakes that were, you know, 1500 calorie shakes to try and get it, I just could not keep up with my metabolism. And that's really why I didn't gain. I saw minimal results for a very long time in my teenage to early 20s.
Did it take you a long time to learn to eat a lot of food?
Yeah.
Like whole food?
Well, I went through two big milestones in my, you know, building. Because pretty much all the way until I hit 30 years old, I was solely focused on getting bigger and building. Because I always have felt the smaller guy. And by small, I mean, I'm tall, but I was not filled out and thick. I wanted to be more filled out and didn't want to look like the wind could blow me over. So, the first thing that I started to figure out was when I became a trainer, I realized the importance of nutrition and thought, okay, you know, I'm really going to start to focus on this. But then the second thing that I realized, and that was a couple of years later, was a big mistake I was making when I finally figured out nutrition. I would just, you know, load up. I would stuff myself with calories. But what I was doing was I was eating a lot of foods that were so high in saturated fat that I was getting satiated, and then I was having a hard time to run back another meal. So I would eat this huge 1,500 calorie, you know, 2,000 calorie meal, and then I would literally be, you know, full for the next like 6 hours, and I wouldn't even want to eat. And then when I finally wanted to eat, I wouldn't be really hungry, so I'd eat a kind of a minimal small meal. So I learned really quick that when I was eating cleaner foods for a majority of my day, you know, and lower on the saturated fats, that, you know, as soon as I would eat it, I'd be hungry again another hour or 2 hours later, which for me, I had to eat that often. And I know, you know, Sal and Justin, we eat a lot different. And part of the reason why
I'm more of a hard banger.
Yeah. part of what got me eating 6 to 8 times a day was I needed to get that many meals of meat to start to hit, you know, 5. Because for me, I was burning over 4,000, 5,000 calories a day. So if I'm going to gain, I need to be consuming 5,000, 6,000 calories a day.
Well, here's the thing with the calories that I've made this point in the past. Yes, you do need to eat more. You need to eat more calories. But I'll challenge people with this kind of thought experiment. If you took somebody who was a hard gainer, had trouble gaining weight, and they're eating 3,000 calories a day, didn't have them increase their calories at all, just put them on anabolic steroids, they're going to gain some weight. And my point is that they're not sending the right signal. That's the first thing. So Adam's giving excellent advice with calories, but if you're not sending the right signal, those extra calories will either make you fat or do nothing.
Yeah, where is he going to go? Yeah.
Right.
How do you utilize those calories?
Right.
Well, and that leads me to the next thing, which was I was so focused on banging the weights and all this stuff like that. And one of the first things I had to do was bring down the intensity, back off all the days I was working out, and be more structured about it, which is a part of the reason why I love MAPS so much, is because, like you said, you know, I'd challenge anything, any program, any person out there when they're first getting started. You are going to gain your most muscle by doing this, by lifting 3 days, 3 traditional days a week, making sure you're touching all those big compound movements.
Well, and how many of these hard gainers are doing like the sets of ones and fours? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's another thing, like,
right?
Especially my brother. Like, the answer to that is like, because you can move a lot and you have a lot more endurance. Mm-hmm. So therefore, fitness tends to kind of look like that. So if you experience something different like that, it really like changes the overall physique.
Such a great point. This was another huge milestone for me, was when I actually started lifting that way. For so long, like you said, lifting, like hypertrophy and supersets and high intensity workouts were very conducive to my body. I was a basketball player. I had great stamina. So I would be able to do workouts. I love doing all these workouts where I'm doing 2-3 exercises, bouncing around like crazy. Mm-hmm. And this was later on when I really got into heavy lifting. I used to say, like, oh, I don't want to be a power lifter. Why would I ever do singles or doubles or even triples? Like, I never drop reps less than 6 to 8 reps. It was always way above that.
Yeah.
But I saw some of my greatest gains when I started cycling through that, which is, once again, back to the shameless plug on MAPS, is that's how it was designed.
It's in there.
It's designed in those phases so that you make sure you hit all those. And by far, you know, lifting like that in the heavy 1 to 5 rep range.
Yeah, just focus on getting stronger. You focus as a hard gainer, you focus on getting stronger on your squat, your deadlift, and your bench press and your overhead press. Those 4 exercises. Get really good and strong at those, and you'll see some muscle gains for sure. Mm-hmm,
yeah. And so, donkey kicks.
I do recommend, I recommend this a lot to all clients. In fact, it's mandatory if you hire me, is that you have to get a tool to monitor your calories and stuff, just so you can learn. It's not something I think you have to do the rest of your life, but you know, for me, it was a big eye opener when I bought my first one and I started wearing it, and I realized, like, holy shit, I do burn a lot. And I thought, man, how I can't possibly keep up with these calories. And I had to scale back. And for me, I was also a basketball player, so I was playing ball on top of my workouts almost every day too. So when bodybuilding and building a physique became a priority for me, I had to sacrifice that. As much as I love basketball, if I cared more about getting size on me and building, I had to let that go. And that's hard for a lot, especially when I'm talking to somebody in their 20s and they're young and they have a hard time letting go of the sport. And I'm not here to tell somebody to do that, but you better be ready to eat more food, because if you're running around on a basketball court or a football field,
you got to do something dramatically different to get some kind of change.
Absolutely.
Right? That's just how it is with most things.
I remember I was, I want to say 15 or 16, and I gained about 14 pounds over one summer. And it was majority of it was lean body mass. And the reason why I gained those 14 pounds is that summer I made deadlifts and squats. That's when I really learned how to do them right. And I focused on them, got really strong at them, and just I blew up. I remember having to get new jeans because my ass couldn't fit in my old jeans. So it really just gets stronger. That's an easy tip right there.
Yeah. Next question is from Derek Stenberg. Can long-term cuts from 12 to 16 weeks be harmful to hormone levels for 18 to 20-year-olds?
It can be harmful to hormone levels for anybody.
As I say.
Yeah, when you're sub-calorie excessively for long periods of time, your body will try to adapt by adjusting its hormone levels. Testosterone levels can drop. You'll be healthy depending on how much of a deficit you're at, but cortisol can go up. Low calories tend to spike cortisol. It's a stress hormone. Cortisol in the short term gives you more energy, so your body's trying to give you more energy to maybe hunt or find more food.
Low calories also lower your leptin levels, especially over a long period of time,
too. Yeah, so in the long term, that's a pretty long term to be, dieting for. That's why we recommend, what are called mini cuts or mini bulks, and that's where you go in a deficit for, let's say, 3 weeks, and then if you're still trying to cut, maybe do a week or two of maintenance or maybe even a slight surplus and then go back down again. So you're doing kind of like a stepladder, rather than being in this constant state of lower calories.
It also really what really matters is your body fat percentage and where you're at. Being 18 to 20 years old, being pretty healthy hormonally and stuff like that, you would probably be less affected than me talking to somebody who's 40 or 50 years old in this department. But if you're lean or you're leaner and you're on a long cut like that, then it can be more detrimental. If you're really heavy, then there's difference. So if we're in the, overweight by 20, 30 pounds plus, or even borderline obese, then cutting for 12, 16 weeks is not as detrimental as somebody
that's a great point.
Who is probably 10% body fat. If you're 10% body fat and you're trying really hard to get down to 2 or 3% or whatever crazy number you're trying to get at, and you've been cutting for that long, it becomes, and I talked about this on another call, somebody asked a question, becomes more important to refeed the body and just re-spike your leptin levels and things like
that. Well, for the body fat levels, I mean, women, their bodies, they'll stop menstruating if they stay too lean for too long.
Exactly.
So you can have all kinds of hormone problems. Guys can get away with it a lot more than women can, but even us, if we stay too lean for too long, immune system gets depressed and all kinds of different things happen. But of course, we're talking about really lean, right?
Yeah.
If you're walking around at, 10% and you're pretty healthy and you eat right and stuff, you're okay.
Yeah.
When you start to get into the single digits, that's when you start to feel things get squirrely.
I definitely don't recommend it at all, though. I mean, it's aside from the risk that you take, let's put that all aside. Let's say there is no risk. Cutting for 12 to 16 weeks, Jesus, that's 3 to 4 months straight of like not ever getting a surplus. Like,
sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds miserable. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, yeah, I think for sanity reasons, it would be healthy for you to throw in some surplus days in there just for that. Just be mindful. I think the biggest issue that people have when they do that and they feel like, oh, I got to stay on this, you know, tilapia fucking asparagus diet for buttloads of days. Other than the fact that that's stupid, but the other thing that's stupid about it is the fact that your body, you know, as you continue to cut like that, it just you're slowing your metabolism.
Dude, I can't even imagine cutting when I'm 18 years old. Are you kidding me? Dude, I was so shredded then. It's just like just from moving and working out and, you know, just eating. Like you're raging at that point in your life.
Well, not everybody's as awesome as you.
I'm just saying.
No, you know what though? Nowadays,
it's so early to get into that.
Well, nowadays, I think we were the last generation.
It is different.
We were the last generation of when we were active. After us, it's, you know, video games and computers.
That's right.
And
there's all these interruptions now.
And it's kind of crazy. Kids don't get their driver's licenses at 16 anymore. They want to wait till much later. Nobody goes outside. My kids are, you know how they get punished? They have to go outside and play. Like, that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
I know.
I turn everything on and go outside. I don't want to go outside. It was the opposite when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Take my Angry Birds from me.
Yeah, and it's because, you know, when we would come inside and watch TV, there were, you know, three channels.
It's true.
We had three channels. So and
you had to hold the hanger and the piece of foil to it to make sure it came in clear.
You had to make sure to do that.
Damn.
Next one.
Yeah. We're old.
Yosh Lewis asks, please tell us the truth about blood flow restriction training.
Mm.
Truth.
Real truth.
The truth.
We're not
set you free.
We're not going to lie. So we actually have an occlusion guide based on this. I read his whole quote, and he's equating blood flow restriction training or occlusion training to the elevation masks.
Not even close to the same.
No.
Not just because they do different things, but happened? Because one is
backed by anything, and one is backed by a lot of science.
Yeah.
And blood flow restriction training is backed by a lot of science. And it started in the therapy world, the physical therapy world. And this is how it basically works. You occlude what's called venous outflow from the muscle, or you partially occlude. You don't fully ever occlude it, meaning that you reduce or you dramatically reduce the amount of blood that's coming out of the muscle, but not the blood that's going in the muscle. And the way you do this is you tie off a limb with an elastic strap of some sort, like a knee wrap. And you don't tie it off to the point where you can't move, but you want it to be pretty snug. And what you'll find is the muscle will start to swell. You'll start to get a pump because blood will go in and less will come out. If you do this while you exercise, the pump becomes, almost unbearable. Waste products build up very quickly, like lactic acid, so the burn is crazy. And it sends all these amplified muscle-building signals to the body. But the real reason why it's awesome is because it does this with really light weight.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need heavy weight.
Well, that's why you said it did evolve from the therapy world.
Right.
Because what a great tool if I just had a client who blew out their knee and I'm trying to strengthen and build their quad and their cat and all their surrounding muscles. Mm-hmm. And we're still on that stage where it's like, you know, it's,
they can't go heavy.
Yeah, I can't put 225 pounds on their back and tell them to squat yet. But even I know that nothing would build their legs better than a squat. So here's my alternative: is let's do something less risky.
Yeah, let's put 50 pounds on your back, occlude your legs.
Yeah,
do some reps after a few sets. That it's killing you.
Oh yeah,
and you're getting the muscle building signal quite effectively. They've run lots of tests on this. It's not as effective as resistance training. But it is effective, more effective than other types of exercise, and it doesn't produce a lot of damage to the muscle. So it's something you can add to your workouts every once in a while, and you should get enhanced benefit. In fact, it's the one thing that has actually added size to my calves, which my calves don't fucking grow. They just don't.
We talked about before we wrote this guide, and I remember bringing it to the boys when I was really intrigued by the whole idea. And we all started reading up on it, and then each of us kind of went about our way and said, okay, let's all, you know, kind of experiment with this and see what we think. The science is supporting it. Now I'm curious to see how big of a difference. And, you know, all of us were very, very impressed with the results. Now, that being said, I also saw the gains that I got from it, I was so fascinated with it. Now that I became almost addicted to it, I started doing it a lot. And then I realized it started to hinder my normal
routine.
You
can overdo it.
Yeah, and by overdoing it, meaning that I'm going to start doing that in replace of some of my traditional heavy lifting or different types of exercises or training modalities that I would be doing. So it's something that in addition to. So I think I highly recommend it for people that have lagging body parts like their arms or calves or legs, and they're trying to build that. And this is a great little kicker that you can add on top of your workouts. And it takes less than 10 minutes to do it, because you're only knocking it out in 4 or 5 sets. And we have the whole protocol written in the inclusion guide, but the idea is that, you know, you add this in addition to what you're already doing.
Yeah, I would say add it to the end of a workout, maybe once or twice a week. But don't use it, like Adam said, in replace of those workouts. But it's very painful. You got to do it right. If you do it wrong, you could mess yourself up. You are occluding blood. So, you know, you increase the risk for things like blood clots.
You don't
want to
use it as a tourniquet.
No, you don't want to use it as a tourniquet. And there is some effect to surrounding muscles aside from the muscles that you're occluding. So if I'm occluding my arms, the pump and the blood occlusion is happening to my biceps and triceps. But studies will also show that it will also increase growth, you know, signals and muscle in my chest.
Yeah.
So it's
the same when lifting weights.
Yeah. It's backed by enough science and experience now that we made a guide on it. And it's something that we've actually used ourselves quite a bit, and I've recommended to quite a few people. So,
man, you know what happened? What? I was looking down at my phone, and then you guys picked 4 aesthetic questions in the beginning.
Sorry, bro.
Caught me slacking.
Let's ask him a performance question.
Yeah, let's do it.
Please. All right. Well, I don't know if this is a performance question.
it's totally not. It's another one.
Yeah. Well, Nasalon.
Protein and BCAs and my lagging body parts. Yeah, let's talk about that shit.
What a dick.
So Nasalam is asking, can your body assimilate more than 30 grams of protein at a time?
Yeah, what a myth. That's such a stupid myth that was perpetrated by the supplement industry.
It was.
Yeah. They said 30 to 50 grams of protein is the most you can assimilate at one meal, and that's what you got to have at every meal. And the reason being is because fucking protein bars, it's very hard to shove more than 50 grams of protein.
That's so frustrating.
In a protein bar. Like, if you had a 100-gram protein bar, that would taste like shit. And it would make you, it would give you horrible diarrhea or constipation.
It would smell really bad.
Could you imagine a 100-gram protein bar?
Yeah. You'd be like, honey, can you pass me that brick?
Yeah. Ooh-ka-doosh.
Yeah.
Because you know, any of those gainer shakes or any of those shakes that have 50 or 60 grams, it's normally those 2 heaping scoops that you put in a shake. At least it's mixed with some
fluid. It just turns immediately into like that Play-Doh sausage factory. Like,
you know, that reminds me. You remember the 42-gram Myoplex EAS?
Yes.
Remember the packets?
God, that was so thick.
It was like pudding.
Oh, yeah. It was literally like...
He was drinking pudding, dude.
Pudding.
Yeah, dude. I remember you had to stir it up as fast as you could and then drink it right away, because if you let it sit, it would like harden.
Oh, just viscous.
Did it ever fuck you guys up? Did you ever take these shakes and get your stomachs messed up? Or did you always digest them well?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm pretty sure I did a lot of stuff in my stomach and fucked it up.
You just made it work.
Bro, yeah. I used to buy...
For gains.
I used to buy heavyweight gainer 900. I'm sure some people can have that one. But it gave me the shits every time. And it's fucking like a hard-headed idiot. I would keep drinking it because I'm like, it's going to give me the gains.
Yeah,
I'm losing weight and shit, you know? I lost 2 pounds because I got fucking dysentery from heavyweight gainer 900.
Yeah.
Yes, your body can assimilate more than 30 grams of protein in a sitting. That's absolutely a huge myth. If that were the case, we could just fucking pig out and not gain weight. Like, I could just be like, I'm going to eat 12 steaks. Because I'm only gonna absorb. 30.
Well, there is a lot of stuff out there, and I'll be the first to admit that this was something that I had been fooled by for a long time.
Because, all of us were.
And the reason why, and I'm sure this person who probably read this somewhere, so probably thinks it's got some truth to it. And our bodies just don't work like that. Our bodies don't work by the hour. You know, it's an ongoing thing all the time. And you know, so us eating 30 grams of protein every hour versus 90 grams every 3 hours, there's no real difference to that. That's,
no, there isn't.
And, and that's where maybe your body is only assimilating or utilizing protein at the rate, but it's going to continue doing that. So if I had 150, it's still going to end up using that. You know, it's going to take a while for it to break it down and utilize.
Well,
it.
Well, I fast most of the day, and you know, intermittent fasting now is becoming a thing in fitness where people eat most of their calories in 2 or 3 meals. I eat most of my calories in two meals, sometimes one, and I eat about 140 grams of protein a day. So sometimes I eat 100 plus grams of protein in one meal. I just did right now, just before we went up. I had a pound of grass fed beef. Yeah. And that's way more than 30 grams of protein.
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, your body will assimilate more of a. It's completely false. It was created to sell more supplements, and to promote the whole eat small meals throughout the day thing. Myth, which again sells more supplements.
Because like you said, I would have like fucking four racks of baby back ribs every night before I went to bed if that was true.
Yeah, like I'm only going to absorb 30 grams of it.
This is great. Yeah. This is
loaded
great.
Up.
Yeah. I'm only getting 30 grams of this. I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the other 400 grams.
Ooh, I made a mess. Our next question is from Andy Rogers Fit. Can you fast at different times of the day?
Oh, another fasting
question. Another fasting question. Yes, you can. So intermittent fasting will call for a period, a window of no food that lasts between, 10, 14 hours, I think it is. And then you start, and then you have your you know, you eat the majority of your calories after that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fast at the beginning of the day. You don't have to fast at the end of the day. You can make it work around your schedule. Because I think this person was asking because they work out at a certain time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she wanted to be able to eat before she lifted. She's a power lifter, so she cares about performances.
All right.
So this is why this is a good question, and I liked it. I picked this question because I saw that she's a power lifter, so she puts her in that kind of performance category. It's not just about how she looks or leaning out. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, too, wants to utilize the benefits of fasting. So, you know.
Well, it's tricky, too, because if she's just in it to improve and set PRs.
You're right.
You know, fasting probably isn't like the best solution for that. But it definitely helps, you know, regulate the metabolic system. And it's something that I do quite frequently and power lift. But, you know, it's something that you undulate. You make sure. You cycle it in, so I'm hitting more maintenance, and then I'm, you know, loading up more on carbohydrates, and I'm taking it down a bit, and so it's just something I've kind of played with.
Well, see, I'm going to counter that a little bit, because she said powerlifting,
mm-hmm.
and powerlifting does not require lots of, it's not an endurance activity. You're not burning a lot of calories.
Yep.
And you're
stimulating your central nervous system response.
And the CNS fires hard when you fast.
That's right.
You're able to, so you might be okay. You're probably okay fasting. Try it and see. You might be better. I know I am.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing like a long volume based workout, I would say you'd want to have maybe some food beforehand. Otherwise you might crash. But that's
the magic number is 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
I would say too, like, you know, like initially, like, it might be hard, right? You might feel like you don't have as much energy, but your body will adapt to it. So definitely done it too, where I've been a longer period of time, I've done it fasted, and I have like the same result. So yeah, it's been good.
Once you hit the 12-hour mark, that's when all those added benefits start to kick in. So if you are going to be fasted, you know, to get the real good benefits from all the fasting, you want to push 12 hours. I normally recommend 12 to 17. I do a 17-hour fast.
16.
Yeah, I do that once. I do mine once a week. It's pretty regular for me.
You keep it within like an 8-hour block?
My eating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really care. I don't really focus so much on the eating part. I just say, so I just came off of this. So last night when we ate, we were all together at the suite, right? And I crushed pizza and stuff. So I normally will do a fast after I do something like that. So since I'm loaded all up with extra carbohydrates and stuff like that, workout this morning wasn't hindered by it at all. I felt great, still fasted. So we were in the suite at what time? Like 8 or 9 or whatever. So that was my last meal.
How many slices of pizza did you have?
Just at that sitting, or the one that I had before when I was I ate about 2 extra large pizzas yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had one when we watched football in the morning at my buddy's house.
How do you do that?
What?
You have like a cast iron stomach. That would destroy
He just goes for it.
No, that would kill me.
Pizza's made in the heavens, bro.
Well, I'm Italian. I'm with you there.
Yeah, I just say, Justin, get my back here.
Bro,
I'm capable of it. He's just a little girl when it comes to your stomach. It bothers my stomach. I'm intolerant to that, too. Oh, I'm allergic to this, too.
Dude, let me tell you, I'm gonna eat some pizza, and then me and you are going to go in a car for a long drive.
It can't be worse than your fucking broccoli you bring in here all the time.
I know.
That shit stinks.
Bro, you got to eat your broccoli.
I said two things. I said, please, because we have a microwave in here and we always eat when we get started. I said, please, no broccoli, no fish. This motherfucker brings one or the other every time he comes in here.
I never brought fish in here.
It's always broccoli then.
Microwave. Yeah, there's always some asshole that does that in the break room.
There is.
You're like, really? Really?
Our asshole happens to be our co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So back to the fasting. We have a guide for this. We also wrote a guide for this. In there, we include 6 different types of fast, all different time frames and different ways of
just different strategies.
Yeah, different strategies doing it. Highly recommend. I've done all of them. And what works best for me and what I was getting at with the whole pizza talk was, you know, I typically will do that after a day where I know I've overconsumed, and then I will run about 17 hours or more. I normally try and stretch as long as I can. I give myself the 17-hour goal, and then if I can keep pushing it forward, I'll keep pushing it forward. Sometimes I'll go all 24 hours. Sometimes I land at 20. At the bottom line is that I want to make that 12-hour window, because that's when the added benefit. And then once those benefits all kick in, I want to try and stretch it out as long as I can. There's no real adverse effects until you start pushing 48 plus hours. So if you're running a 24-hour or less fast.
Now, keep in mind, we're talking to people who are healthy. This has, you know, fasting is not for everybody. If you're real unhealthy, super, you know, unfit, if you've got some health issues, you wouldn't want to fasting. We don't want to check with your doctor first. But if you're healthy and you do it right and you educate yourself, Adam's absolutely correct.
Even if you're fat and unhealthy, you could still do it. Where the fasting is going to get bad is somebody who is probably who shouldn't be doing fasting is somebody who's lacking in a lot of nutrients and lacking on calories.
It's just, you know, some individuals have issues with it. Some people might, you know, so, and it takes a second to get used to. But, you know, do your homework. I mean, that's why we wrote the guide.
Yeah.
You know,
there is a ton of benefits on all levels, from building muscle to metabolism.
And you can graduate into more like extreme kind of versions of it, right? You can just do like a skip meal. Like sometimes
easy way.
For instance, like just started skipping breakfast every now and then and saw a great result from that. And now is adopting like different concepts. And so it's like this gradual process that you bring in. So you're not so dependent on this schedule. Like people get so stuck in the schedule that like, I have to eat. I have to eat. And I think that that's more of an eating problem. If you're going to ask me like the real deal, like people sometimes attribute like fasting. Oh, well, this is like, this sounds a lot like an eating disorder, you know, like, oh, really? Because you are so dependent on eating right now. And I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're walking around with your 6, you know, Tupperware
containers. Like, I have to have it. Oh my God. Like, and then they get this rage.
A psychological.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be conscious of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm a huge fan.
Our final question is from Joseph Aulua 89. If you were a girl for a month, what would you do?
Oh. This just took a left turn.
Yeah.
What would I do? Other girls?
Lots of scissoring. Scissor.
Scissor bumpers.
Boom.
Yay.
Yeah.
That would be for a month.
Well, here's the deal. So this is 2 questions, I feel like. If I was a girl and you guys were still guys, I'd let you guys look at me naked and stuff. Because I'd be like, I'd have to give, you know.
This is for you.
I'd be like, guys, I don't know what happened. I woke up today, I was a chick, and I feel like I'm going to turn back into a guy. But why don't you guys check me out real quick?
What would that mean for us?
Yeah.
We would just
if you guys turned to girls and I was a girl and we were all girls, we'd be lesbians. Duh.
I mean, sure.
Duh.
If it was only a month. Harleys. If it was only a month and we were going back, like we go back to being men afterwards. Like if it's one month. If it's 1 month, I'm a girl.
You'd probably rule the world because you know how powerful girls
are. I would do this new internet prostitution thing that I see going on right now and make a shitload of money. Super fascinated by this right now. I think it's so neat that girls can show all their Periscope.
Yeah, but you said prostitution. It's not prostitution. It's like webcam stuff.
Yeah, let me explain. Oh, okay. Yeah, let me explain how it was, because I'm very fascinated in this growing business right now.
Peephole.
So
it's I feel
it's
like
internet peepholing.
I feel like we have our next business coming up. Adam's about to close us. Go, Adam.
I
planted the seed like a couple episodes ago.
You see these girls on Instagram. Ooh, they build this large social media following, and it's not hard when you're a girl and you have ass and tits. All you have to do is find some great angles and show that up there, and then you know most of us dumb dick guys will add you and start following you. So you know, once they get like
single-handedly offended both sexes in like 10 seconds.
Right, so. So you can't call me sexist then, right? So once we do that, and she's got a million, or I have in this case, because I'm a woman this month, and I have a million people or so that are following me because I show my hoo-ha all over the place. Then I do a link to another page that's an EFT-based membership, meaning that you have to give me your credit card and for a small monthly fee, probably, I don't know, I would probably show my vagina for $25 to $50 a month. Per user.
Wow, and, you're stuck up.
Well, I'm looking for
you're a little conceited.
Well, you kidding me? I was gonna go for 100, but I was trying to think volume.
Bro, it's
listen, he has limited time with this vagina.
Yeah, right? My vagina is worth more than $9.99 a month.
Bro, on the internet, you know how much free vagina is on the internet?
It's true.
Yeah, that's
it's like $8 a month. You're not going to get away with charging $50.
Bologna. Even more reason why.
You think the weirdos.
Girls are doing it already now.
Coming after you in clown suits.
It has to be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
The idea is that there's a little bit of exclusivity to it. You don't want to feel like all million of my followers mail that. You want to feel like, okay, I can afford $50 a month to look at her vagina. I'm going to pay for it.
Right. But then they get to interact with you, though.
Exactly. That's the other thing. So these girls, they do this, and it's basically like prostitution. Only they don't have this. You could be a virgin and do this and actually make probably a few $100,000 on the side.
What? Yeah. That much?
Dude, $50 a month. You got a million followers. Do the math.
Hold on a second. I'm going to call you on your bluff right now.
All
right.
You're a business guy.
No. I'm not calling you on your bluff that you're lying.
No, no, no.
I'm going to call you on what you're saying you would do.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think I'd do that?
No. I'll tell you why.
What I'm saying.
No,
I'll
tell you why. I'll tell you why. Why you do it.
Why?
Because there's a huge gay market out there online. You could show your dick, and I bet you could charge money, make some money off that shit.
No, that's so. My dick is ugly. Vagina is a lot nicer and a lot more marketable.
You don't think you could sell your dick?
Absolutely.
To have gay dudes look at it.
The amount
you definitely could.
No, I could, but you know how much I would. No way. I would never make as much money. If I had a vagina and tits, I would make way more money.
Dude, there's plenty of money in that.
Part of the reason why I would not mail.
That's what I heard.
Part of the reason why I would not mail prostitute is because of my ego, and I would be so shot down if I didn't make very much money, dude. That would be like the worst thing ever. It'd be bad enough.
You just
don't
want it to deflate you.
Yeah, it would be bad enough if I switch to gay porn, right? I go over that direction. I say,
finally make the decision.
I make the decision. Yeah. I'm doing this. Right. I'm about the money. I'm going to make a ton of money.
You guys have been wanting it.
And then you guys hit me up like a month later, and you're like, how much are you making? I'm like, $400 a month. I'm like fucking barely getting by and surviving in the Bay Area.
Just coming in, dick jazzling.
Yeah,
everybody.
Right. Just freaking pounding ass. Just not making hardly any money. That was just, I don't want to end my life like
that. Cowboy strikes again.
But a girl, you know, it's pretty down there. It's beautiful.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, the market rate for pussy is way higher than for dick.
Yeah.
And
let's this stuff.
It's true. It's a fact. Doug,
very
don't
more
laugh.
Valuable.
We're talking economics.
It's a valuable thing.
We're talking economics.
It's a price.
You're comparing something that is just, you can find it anywhere. I could walk the street, and I bet you for 1 hour, I'm going to run into some dick on the floor. It's everywhere. It's free.
I love how we will go straight to prostitution.
Yeah.
You know what I would do?
What would you
do? I
would
just stay home
by the
and
way,
play
you would
with
be,
myself.
You would.
Okay, well, it's...
you're stingy, though.
I would wear, like, little skirts.
But why are you so...
And then, like, have, like, a little Britney Spears thingy
Can we just be honest?
I want you guys to... Like, I want to stay on the economic side of this because I really want you to understand
before you
how,
do that, I
got to
finish
this.
Before you do that, I guarantee you, Justin would be the hottest chick. If all of us were chicks, he would have the biggest boobs and ass. Look at him.
Oh, of course.
He'd be hot.
Of course he would.
Hot.
Stop crushing on
him. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah. Lately.
All right, Adam.
So look at this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to keep it prison time.
We have a million. Okay, now you said my $50 was crazy.
Yeah.
Realistically, what is a number that would be like almost a no-brainer? Like, okay, she's hot. I'm going to spend that much per month.
I think if you do it real cheap, they're going to keep paying you.
How real cheap?
But now that I'm thinking about it, you might be right.
It can't be that real cheap.
You might be right.
You're going for the subscription model.
Okay, let's go in the middle. $25.
Okay,
$25. $19.99.
Okay.
$19.99. Who does not want to see unlimited vagina for $19.99?
Well,
feel like you're a part, like you know them.
Well, you have to connect with them.
Yeah,
right?
You connect
talk to them.
Yeah,
because otherwise I can do it for free.
Yeah,
I can show you.
There's got to be a story involved.
No.
You got to have some story.
I totally talked to you. It's a live video feed.
Maybe it's like you're out in
nature. So hold on
a
second. What's your strategy? What would you say to these guys? What would your strategy be?
Well, first of all, let's make sure it's
a viable business.
Yeah, it's equitable. It's here. Okay, so
I'm not getting into this unless it's fucking equitable.
A million followers, okay? We can expect 4%, okay, to click on our Now website, right? Okay, that's 40,000 now we're going to click. Out of those 40,000, another 4% is what it's technically 4 to 6, but we're going to lowball it. It should be buying 1,600 times $19.99 per month. I'm making just under $32,000 per month.
You know what, dude?
Tell
God
me.
Damn it.
I know. Tell me.
I'm angry right
it's
now.
Easy.
No, that's it. That's why I'm angry. You're right.
It's there.
Son of a bitch.
So, and that was at $19.99. If we actually went my $50, I'm making.
Well, look
60.
At the gay one. Look at the gay one. I want to see how much they got. Because if we just do that, then we're good.
We're not gonna make that much money.
You don't think so?
This is the year of monetizing, Adam.
And we're supposed to be girls. The question was if we were girls for a month.
Yeah. So we know Justin would masturbate. So Justin, you would just play with yourself all day.
Pretty much.
But why wouldn't you call your friends up to come look at you and do some, you know, like,
I mean,
weird shit?
I'd take like Snapchats, you know, and be like, hey, look at what I'm doing. But that's it. Like,
hey guys,
I'm kind of a
Justin.
Private person. You know what I mean? I don't want to like, and for $59.99, look at my butthole. Yeah. Or whatever. I'm not that guy or girl.
He's like, instead.
I'm not that kind of girl.
He's like, instead. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be a good girl.
Instead, you can look at it for free on Snapchat.
I'm like reading books and like educating myself and playing with myself.
I guess with that ending,
yeah.
Please subscribe to Mind Pump, the family-friendly fitness show you just listened to.
Yeah, please share.
Give us a 5-star rating and review. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.